watching at the window. I know you're listening at the window. At the window. I know you're listening at the window. I see you there.
This is the Voyeur Window, where we take a peek into the world of sexual fetishes. I'm Empress Violet.
And this is Mistress Jane. Welcome to the show. Our very stimulating topic this week is body worship.
Oh yes, one of our favorites. We have talked about this on the show before, Ms. Jane, but, you know, we talked about this amongst ourselves and decided that with a whole new audience here, plus our regular guys from our old platform, that we really should talk about this again because it's a biggie.
It is. It's a way biggie. You know, I was just saying to Ms. Violet, who doesn't like body worship? Seriously.
Sick people.
It is a wonderful thing. Yeah, I know, right? Ah, terrible people. Although, you know, one thing, too, that I always liked is with body worship, in domination, especially, there's so many different kinds. And that's what I was so excited to talk about tonight, too, is that, you know, there's a very erotic side to it, or an instructional side. Or my favorite, which, you know, always makes me giggle as a dominatrix, which is forced body worship. Because I know it's got to be hard on everybody, right? When I push you down and put my thigh on your face.
Body worship, yes. You know, yes. Maybe we should talk about, for newbies, people who are not sure what we're talking about, body worship is exactly what it sounds like, worshiping the body. What part of the body? Well, whatever part of the body turns you on. I mean, we're going to talk about a lot of different types of body worship tonight. And, I mean, of course, mm-hmm. there's some obvious, you know, foot worship is huge. Foot worship. But basically, we're just talking about using your hands, using your lips, giving lots of physical attention, worshipful attention mm-hmm. to specific body parts or parts.
And, you know, the one thing is that interesting to me is that over the course of, you know, my illustrious career, and I'm sure yours too, Ms. Violet, there is someone with a fetish for, like, every single body part. Haven't you seen that too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I had no idea when I first started this. None. And now, you know, well, trust me, I never fought it, and I'm sure you didn't either. You want to do what? But it's so fantastic. It is.
What do you think is the most popular form of body worship? Whether, and I'm not talking about just on phone fantasy calls, but in life in general, what in your opinion is the most popular body part to worship?
Oh, that's hard. It's like a three-way tie. Feet, like you had said, huge. Huge. And then ass worship is another mm-hmm. one. And leg worship. I would say it would be those three. Like, seriously, tied, though. I mean, because those are the top three that I get calls for. It's almost equal. If you could split it down into thirds, it is.
I would agree with that for myself, for phone fetish calls, that it would be those three. So it's always the waist down. But in real-life situations outside of phone calls, I would say that breast worship and maybe even hair worship, but definitely breast worship, is really high up there, too. It's interesting that it's not as popular on a fantasy call. So I was hoping we'd get some callers tonight that would fill us in on your favorite body part. We welcome calls from all. We want men, women, everybody, call us. We do not discriminate. We want to hear about your favorite body part to worship. what you like to worship, how you like to worship it. And I find that fascinating. And sometimes you can pin that back to, like, something early on. Like, I know for you, too, we've talked about this, Ms. Jane, that say, for instance, we're talking to a guy who's really into foot worship. I have a huge foot fetish. I'm just going to tell everybody in the world right now, I have a huge foot fetish, and it's for my own feet. And so I can't get enough attention to my feet, and that's just the way it is. And the first time that somebody wanted to do that, because, you know, I was involved in the field of behavioral health for so long, and I was a therapist, I always just, I like to get into people's heads. Why do you think you like that? And almost always it comes back to something like, oh, my second grade teacher would wear these sexy sandals, and she had stockings on, and you could see red toenail polish through the stockings, and it excited me. I didn't even know what was going on, you know, like pinned down to something really early in life that you wouldn't expect. But you can almost always pinpoint the start of that type of fetish.
Yes, and it's like you said before, it's that aha moment. Because also, isn't it something that's out normally, when people have told me too, it's such a specific thing. I mean, they remember exactly who it was a lot of the time, what was going on, what they were wearing, and it just shaped them. And I think that's just great. I do. So who was the first person that ever touched your feet?
Oh,
do you remember?
Oh, Ms. Jane, I'm gonna. This is so embarrassing, but I don't like to lie, and I'm not gonna make stuff up. So, I'm just gonna tell you, I would pay my little sisters to massage and tickle my feet, and I would pay them whatever I had on hand. My parents would give me some quarters. I'd pass that right along to my little sisters.
Oh.
Here, I did, and they were the first for years. Oh, my gosh, they were my little foot slaves, but they were paid slaves, so, you know, I guess they're more like
That's
foot
right.
employees, if you really want to look at it.
There we go.
But they still tease me about it. They're like, do you still have that thing? When you go get your massage, do you get your feet massaged? Hell, yes, I get my feet massaged.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, an erotic massage, you know, I'm sure that there were others earlier, and I may get very insulted emails from former boyfriends, and if so, I apologize now to all of you, but what I'm thinking of is this guy who is in this Renaissance group, and I was at a camping event, and we were sitting under a tree with a group of friends, and he was massaging my feet and then putting my feet in this bucket of water that had ice cubes in it, and it was a very, very hot day. And it felt lovely. And I was talking away, and all of a sudden, he had put ice cubes in his mouth, and he popped my toes into his mouth with those ice cubes.
Oh.
And I wasn't expecting it, and it was just, it curled my toes, let me tell you that. I will never forget that. I was trying to cover up how much it excited me, but it really did. I mean, there was a whole bunch of people sitting around who probably weren't into that kind of thing, so I really didn't think it was appropriate to go, oh, my God. But, you know, on the inside, I was.
Exactly. You were just holding it in. I have never had anyone suck my toes.
I know what Davita's going to be doing this weekend.
Yes, and for those on the new platform, Davita is my wonderful, wonderful slave. He is gender fluid, and as you can tell, he's very devoted, and each week it seems like, you know, we bring up something, because life is about exploration. He knows now. It's like, I'm done with the show, and then I'm
be
going
ready
to go and make him do things. Exactly.
So
exactly.
Right,
like,
now,
you can
Davita,
rest during
if
it.
You're listening, tonight you're going to be doing body worship with your mistress.
Because mm-hmm. That's just fantastic sounding.
It is. And especially, now right now, I know you're in Chicago. I'm in Phoenix, you're in Chicago. Now here, it's chilly today. I think it's colder here than it is in your area, but it's a little chilly for ice foot worship. But it can be massage with a nice lotion. It can be just plain massage. It can be kissing. It can be licking the foot, sucking the toes minus the ice. Anything else you can think? Oh, I can think of naughty things, but Go ahead, Miss Jane. Other things you can think of regarding feet?
Oh, it's so great. You know, one of the true joys is having someone wash your feet with beautifully scented soap and then lotion them. That really is it for me, too. There's something, too, that's just wonderfully servile, if somebody is submissive, about washing feet. You know, and as a dominant, I'm very much into that. I just think it's sexy. Even if my feet are clean, it's like, it's okay, wash them again. I do love that. And then just that lotion. Yes, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And lotion
can
get very fun and messy, too.
You can mix these kind of things in. You know, we're going to talk about this a lot on the show. It's like, yes, we're talking about body worship, but one fetish blows into another fetish. And I think it's important that we talk about how they intermingle, too. For instance, with foot worship. I have a lot of foot worship people because I talk about my foot fetish a lot on my blogs and on the talk show, and it gets around. And I'm not complaining because that makes me very happy when one of my little footstools calls. But they can do things like you can mix it with CFNM, which is the clothed female, naked male. And you can do scenarios, role plays, fantasies, however you want to call it, with the man stripping down naked and you being fully dressed elegantly, and he's just tending to your feet, and it's the only part of your body he can really see or touch. And it makes them focus very strongly. Or also using your feet, like me or Ms. Jane, using our feet on a submissive or a man in general, let's just say a man in general, using them on a man or a woman in ways that, say, we run our toes up between their legs and run the foot up the inner thigh and around the genitals and up the chest and, you know, just all these tantalizing little things. I mean, it's still part of foot worship for that person who's really into feet. It just bumps it up a notch.
Exactly. And I think, too, you know, since we are discussing body worship in all its forms and wonderful fashions tonight, you know, it goes into ways, it does cross over, most certainly, the same way that body worship can go hand in hand with panty worship as well, or leg worship can also go into different wrestling holds. Everything is so fluid. And it is really, and you're right, we do talk about this on the show quite a bit, because there is that fluidity of our wants, needs, and desires. And sometimes you'll start off with one thing and then go into another. And I think that body worship is also an excellent, excellent starting place for people who are looking to explore their submission too. Because I know as newbies and novices, you know, when I would session with them, I often start with body worship because I think the closeness that's there, it's not too terrifying to begin with.
I agree.
And then exactly. And it's something that everyone really can get into because you don't have to have a fetish for a specific body part to love body worship either. I did want to be clear on that. It's also, like you had said, Ms. Violet, it's about making yourself open to another human being, exchanging, you know, that energy, that power, and putting focus on making your mistress, or if you're a submissive female, your master, feel really, really good. Feel really great, and to take pride in knowing you're doing it, right? Just knowing that, oh my gosh, I'm right now, I'm rubbing legs and kissing legs, and my dominant is thrilled with me.
I got to tell you something funny. I decided to check our voyeur window email account to see if anybody had sent anything in, and yes, they did. My boyfriend must be listening to the show right now because he emailed and said, for Violet, so, you might like me to put some ice in my mouth and suck your toes? Is that ice toe worship?
You got
nothing.
It.
Yes. I want it.
We're both going to have a good night. Right?
Absolutely.
Stay up late. Later than the show, people. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So And here's another part. Let's talk about the whole legs thing, the whole leg worship. Now, I know you're tall too. I'm tall. You're tall. We've got quite a few tall mistresses at LDW, and so we do a lot of calls with people who are really into tall women, and usually people who are into tall women really are leg worshipers. But I'll tell you, personally, because I've got such long legs, and I tend to wear, you know, things that call attention to that, there's been so many times when I'm, let's say, at an airport, and I decide to have a little drink or a bite to eat between flights, and I may be sitting on a stool up at a bar, and I have my legs crossed, and I'll tell you what, one little glance around the room, and I can tell in 3 seconds who the leg worshippers are. I could walk up and stick a badge on, hello, I'm a leg worshipper, and I'd be like, you know what I mean, Miss Dane? You can tell.
And that's the same thing. You can tell. You can. And I think that it's, honestly, the legs itself has been, you know, just imprinted, especially here in America, just imprinted, though, as that sensuality of a woman. Or if you've ever noticed, too, like, if you're looking at media, did you ever notice that if it's a really powerful woman that's walking in the room, they don't always, like, show her face right away? It's like they start at the ankles, and then they pan up, and she's wearing that nice, tight business suit, and then it goes to her face. You know, it's the heels, it's the legs. And I always thought that was really sexy anyway when I watch it, but I've noticed that too. And you can definitely tell that the leg worshippers everywhere when you go.
Oh,
you're
my
a
God.
Big show off, Miss Violet.
Look who's talking.
I know I am too.
But you know, the thing is, you're so right. I'm thinking about this, your comment about the media today, and it's true. Look how many, if you read a woman's magazine or a fashion magazine in general, they're always telling you articles about what kind of heels to wear, what kind of skirts that make your legs look longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, you know, that's just a huge issue for women. Make your legs look longer. I don't think that's a problem for me. If I make my legs look too long,
no.
I look like a flamingo. So, you know what I mean. When you're tall,
exactly.
You know, you just generally tend to be a lot of legs. So I think that I've had my fair share from an early age of people who are really into legs. I mean, people who wanted to date me just because of my legs, and that was like a huge focus for them. And, you know, just they would just, from a very early age, like they were just doing leg worship, and I didn't even know what it was, but I knew I loved it. Kissing and fondling and talking sweet talk to my legs.
You're so, I know.
So silky. Like satin. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm up here. I'm up here.
I know. Exactly. And it's everywhere, too. I was stuck somewhere last week for a long period of time, and I was looking around, and I'm like, oh, I need to read. I need to do something. So I went, and this person that I was staying with had these romance novels. Oh, my gosh. So many romance novels. Like, I found this back room, and there's a bookshelf, and I'm like, oh, okay, I can do this. Because I was looking for something a little bit different, but did you ever get where you're just going to read and you're bored? But the heroine in this wonderful Victorian romance, you know, there's always this thing where, you know, she's conquered by this man. It always makes me laugh. But she's conquered by this man. And what was so cute about it was that she was, you know, very proper until he touched her legs. And all of a sudden I'm reading this, like what I think is going to be this terrible, terrible romance novel, and it got kinky real fast.
Wow.
Real fast. But it was all about her legs.
Interesting.
It was.
Was she wearing garter stockings?
No. She wasn't, because she was pretending to be poor or something and didn't have it. So it was these bare legs, and he couldn't resist it, especially the back of her knees.
There you go. Well, that is a very, very sensitive area. That's an erogenous zone for me. And a lot of women, when I mention it, they come back and tell me later, oh, my God, it is for me, too. How can I be this old and not know the back of my knees is such a sexy area? I don't know. Maybe you just were ignoring them. But there's all kinds of, like, leg worship sometimes also goes along with the, sometimes with that, the giantess status, you know, where, or right. like a tall women, short men kind of thing. They just want to, like, be down low and looking up at this forest of legs, long, beautiful legs everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I bet you've had some callers like that, too.
I have. And you know what? Just in case two people are not aware when we talk about callers, I think we should bring this up because we are new to BBS Radio.
That's
and not everybody
true.
Knows our
We're
background.
We're not famous here.
No. The other place, everybody knew our, everyone knew our deal there. But here, not so much. So Ms. Violet and I both are wonderful erotic specialists, aren't we? And we do phone sessions. We do.
And not
so
with a normal service. It's a very high class, specialized service.
Yes, it is. You know, truly, I mean, we are surrounded with some of the best ladies that I could ever think, dream of, yourself included. But no, it is. It's very high class, very high end. And we do deal in all different types of sexuality, but there is a huge emphasis on domination and fetishism. Exactly. And if you ever wanted to know more about that, you can find us at thevoyeurwindow.com. And there's more information there about what we do, too. But when we discuss callers, that's what we're talking about. The wonderful gentlemen and ladies who call us. And we're so lucky. I always feel very privileged. I love to pick up the phone and have people tell me their dirtiest secrets. It does not get better than that.
Oh, I know. I have had so many people tell me, I tell you things I've never told anyone in my whole life, including my therapist, my spouse, my best friend, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I trust you with all of this. And you know, that's really special. That's an amazing place to be in somebody's life. And we don't take that lightly. But we do enjoy fetishes. You know, we could not do this work if we weren't into it and experienced with it. So this is something we love to talk about. And one thing, I probably spend the majority of my time on these phone fetish calls would be ass worship. I get more calls about my ass than
anything
else.
Ass. Oh, my gosh. And once again, you can see pictures of her ass on our blog and on our BBS radio. I think there's a little, Miss Violet, there's no picture of your ass on here. I just looked.
Oh, well.
We must change that soon. But no, you have a beautiful behind. I could see where they're calling, begging to worship it.
Yes, mm-hmm. When I always ask, well, what led you to call me specifically? I love your photos. And then they'll be talking and they'll go, all right. I love your ass. Like, oh, the truth comes out. And so some people, I mean, their whole thing is, I have one divine gentleman who is an international businessman and just a delight to talk with. And his whole thing is that he wants me to be his secretary. And I am his secretary and I make him get on his knees and he worships my ass and I don't even have to say a word. It's all done with gestures and he has to do specific things, you know, putting his hands on the cheeks of my ass and running them around and kissing. It's kissing, little kisses around on my cheeks and it just makes him go wild. And frankly,
nice.
I think that's a really hot call.
That is a very hot call. Oh, and I see that we have got Ryan on the line, on line two.
Excellent.
Let's talk to Ryan. I believe it's Ryan from Pennsylvania. I've
Hello?
Never been there before.
Hello?
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Miss Violet. Hi, Miss Jean.
Is this
How
Ryan
you?
That we know?
I am calling to support the show.
Yay. Well, thank you so much.
Yay.
Well,
Miss Jean might not know my alias.
Oh.
This is Castaway.
Oh, my
this
goodness.
I knew the voice. Castaway. This castaway is one of our regulars from our old platform from the show, so we're just delighted to hear from you.
We are.
I know your name's Ryan, but I forget that. I think of you as castaway.
Well, I mean, you know me more times as castaway than as Ryan, so.
He found us. He's no longer a castaway.
That's right.
So clearly you're a fan of body worship.
Yeah, it's, I guess, I mean, yeah, Ms. Fyle, you and I have spoken before.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it's something that, I guess I've always been pretty vanilla, but it's something I've always kind of enjoyed in a fantasy nature of, like, you know, I've obviously pleased women, you know, in more vanilla nature, but, you know, never with, like, kind of the power disparity of, you know, like a true, like, body worship scenario. So it's something I've always, you know, kind of allowed myself to fantasize about.
You've allowed yourself to what?
I mean, it's something I allowed myself to, like, you know, fantasize about if it was in, like, kind of a more, you know, submissive way. I mean, you know how, like, you can have traits that are, you know, kind of on your surface level. You know, it's kind of like the, you know, it's like, that's like the top level. And then, you know, there's like, well, if you're interested in that, you might be interested in a more, like, kind of kinky way. And so that's kind of.
I agree. You know, sometimes it is just that vanilla introduction, and then from there you just kind of take it away, and before you know it, you're a kinky guy.
Mm-hmm. And it does go back, Cassidy, like we were saying before, too. Body worship doesn't have to be incredibly, you know, this hardcore power exchange either.
Sure.
I mean, and also it's a sign of an excellent lover that he wants to give pleasure. Right, and with body worship, we can tell you exactly where we want it, how we like it, and when to do it.
And if you take the whole femdom thing out of it, I mean, in any situation of a sexual situation, it's kind of a thing that goes back and forth between the parties involved.
Right.
I think, like, you know, if you kind of take the analogy of, like kingdom, phylum, order all the way down to species, you know, the kingdom stuff being just the stuff on the surface, like, you know, kind of day-to-day qualities. It's kind of like, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what you're saying. It's just normal relations between, you know, a person and their partner. But, you know, I mean, if you're, if you have, you know, other qualities, they might, you know, end up being something a little bit more, you know, below the surface. So I guess that's kind of, you know, I have the surface ones, and I kind of sometimes fantasize about the, below the surface one. So I guess that's
so what do you mean by below the surface?
I just mean, like, you know, I, you know, enjoy pleasing a woman, but I also, you know, I often, you know, fantasize about doing it in a more submissive way. So I guess that's the below the surface part as well.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. So you're saying you would not turn down an opportunity to worship a body you found beautiful if you could not be submissive?
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't turn it down.
I didn't think
yeah,
so, Castaway.
It was the long way to get to that. Yeah, that salient point. Very good.
Body worship is good. That's the bottom
yes.
line. What is your yes. most memorable experience with body worship, Ryan?
I don't have anything too, exciting. I mean, I often liked it when a woman, was, you know, on top of me riding my face. So, I mean, I guess, but I mean, I
think that's
like,
exciting.
I can't think of one off the top of my head that is, you know, the most, memorable. But.
Ryan, let me tell you something, sweetie. You're not as vanilla as you think you are, because I can guarantee you that a large portion of our listeners who just heard that have never even considered that could happen to them.
Exactly.
And now they're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Intimate body worship, too, is a form of body worship. I mean, it's not discussed as much, but it most certainly is. And as a matter of fact, there's a name for it. Queening. Which is when we lay you down, and then we're on top. I mean, but it's called queening, and it's a wonderful thing.
Basically, I mean, if you're wondering what we mean, what's the difference between being on top, I'm going to get a little bit graphic, but in a rather clinical way, to say that it's pressing the vaginal area or the ass against the face of your partner and keeping it there for a period of time. And that's
also
very
really
popular.
Fun when you pin their shoulders down.
Yes.
It is. Just pin them right there so they can't escape. But no, that is what queening is. And it is a form of worship. It definitely fits on in. And I think it's darn kinky. I really do, Castaway. You're like, it's nothing big. I think it's a very powerful move.
Yeah,
I think it's
it
very
is.
Dominant, very kinky, very hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
you know,
women out there listening,
he got
you should do it
before he even knew it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? If there's somebody out there listening, they should do it.
I was going to say, for all the women out there listening, that's what you should do tonight. Because, ladies, if you have not done it, it is wonderful. It is. No, it's well, Miss Violet, it really is. I mean, just
it is. You're just so funny.
I want everyone to have as long of a night as you and I are going to be with ice on our toes. That's what I want. I want everybody up all night. Everyone.
That's our mission. That's why we want to be the last show of the night. We want to get you all revved up, and we want to improve your sex life. That's our
goal. That's a good takeaway, Miss Jane.
What?
That's a good takeaway, Miss Jane. I'll put the button on the episode.
Yeah. Everybody. Oh, but Cass, but I think, too, honestly, what you said, I do find it to be very, very kinky. I know you're saying it's kind of vanilla, which is so funny how our opinions differ.
I mean, everything's relative. I mean, I guess it's just that it didn't cause a big stir when it happened. You know, I guess that was just my first thought of, you know, vanilla, not vanilla. Obviously, you know, these words are always fluid, you know, in any situation. So
there were no whips involved. Or chickens.
Or were there.
Or were there.
I'm hoping, no. Was there any kind of, any other activities going on while that was happening?
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, she would be reciprocating, and sometimes she would just be kind of up, you know, kind of really, you know, kind of, you know, pinning, you know, cleaning up like you were describing the same.
Mm.
So, I mean, sometimes it would be, you know, a 69. Sometimes it would just be her receiving the pleasure.
I'm hearing, like, the most interesting words are getting softer and softer. Did you say 69? I'm going to say it loud and proud. 69.
Mm-hmm.
That would be mutual body worship right there.
Exactly.
So let me say, all right, between the two of you, Ms. Jane and Ryan, in your opinions, is oral sex a form of body worship?
I'll go first. Definitely.
Go ahead.
I think it is. What do you think, Castaway? Ryan, excuse me.
That's fine. I definitely think so.
You think it is?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is, too, because to do a good job, you have to completely focus all your attention and energy on that one body part until it has been satisfied. And it is not something you rush. It is something that you want to give them the full experience. If that's not body worship, I don't know what is.
Right. It's not just to, like, kind of reciprocate, you know, of like, well, you know, you did such a great job with me. You know, now I'm on the clock for however many minutes, and then, you know. And then, yeah, that's, you're right.
Fine,
that's the do not do side of that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think those are one of those things where you just don't really keep track of it, but if you like to give mutual body worship, then maybe next time you're intimate or sometime down in the near future, you go, hey, you know what? He gave me immense oral pleasure a couple weeks ago. I think I'm going to surprise him and give it to him now.
Exactly. But, you know, too, I think, you know, going back to, is it body worship? If we were looking at it from a femdom point of view, and we are still dealing in society where women are not, all women are not like us, Castaway, are they? No, Ryan, they're not. But they're not as open and forward. And I think that just that image and that act alone of a woman just demanding gently, or even just a physical act of her straddling and really that pinning down, is a very bold move. I do. I think it fits in perfectly because I think it's just such an assertive thing. Mm-hmm. It is. If I was with you, Ryan, I would straddle your face and then tap the top of your head and say, do your job. I would.
Tap the top of your head.
Yeah. I would, right there on your forehead, look right down into your eyes and go, do your job. Because you're not getting air until I'm happy. See how it works? So, I mean, that is, no, really, Violet, that's kind of how I roll.
I'm laughing because I know. I know you well enough. People have been talking.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
I think some of the psychology I was taking the long way around and, you know, saying earlier was that, like, I was talking about this with Ms. Violet when I spoke to her on the phone a couple weeks ago. And, I mean, I kind of always have kind of gone after people a little bit out of my league. So, that's kind of like a fantasy kind of play into that. You know, like, what am I going to have to do to please her, that sort of thing. So I guess that's kind of like a, you know, kind of been a gateway into, you know, the fantasies about it.
Good point, because a lot of it does come from I feel like I have to go above and beyond to make you happy to keep your attention. There's a lot of that involved in that fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting point.
You take the psychology from your real life, you know, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, I always like that. We've talked about that. I'm always fascinated where that comes from, but you're totally right. What were you going to say, Jane?
No, I just had a lovely, lovely picture of Ryan trying so hard to make someone happy. No, this is a good thing for me. But no, I do agree with that. You know how we manifest our fetishes and desires is such an individual thing and so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And that need with body worship, because body worship has to almost be a continual thing, in my opinion. It really does. If it's done in a femdom way, if that's what the sole purpose is, it really demands the submissive's attention quite a bit. And even if it's just like a little bit of submissive and a heck of a lot of fetish, you still... there's that element and that focus level that needs to be there, especially if you're learning exactly what feels good for your partner, too. So I think it is very interesting, Ryan, that you go and you pick these women that are slightly out of your league so that you can almost challenge yourself for it, so that you can put yourself in that position. It's neat. Have you had to work hard, Ryan? Did they make you go the distance? I bet they did.
Here's the question I have for you, Ryan. Do the women really think they're out of your league? Do they agree you're out of their league?
Well, it's not like it's all, like, cut and dry. I think it's just kind of, you know, you kind of write your own biography of, you know, after the fact of, like, you know, notice, like, well, I've kind of gone to this person or that person or whatever, and, you know, and you just try to, you know, it's just these kind of thoughts come subconsciously, you know, but I think that, you know, I guess since I've kind of known you ladies and some of the other ladies at LBW, you kind of form, you know, some thoughts about yourself of, like, you know, so you can talk about yourself more intelligently, and that's just, you know, that's just one kind of theory I've had, you know, developed, you know, kind of after the fact. So, it's
okay.
Kind of,
just curious about that.
It's all open to interpretation.
Isn't at all. Life is open to interpretation. There should be bumper stickers and T-shirts issued with that. Oh, my goodness. Well, what about you, Ryan, as far as breast worship? Have you ever worshipped breasts?
I mean, you know, I don't know how, like, you know, take it in the worst of context. I mean, I've certainly, you know, given pleasure to the worst.
I'm sorry, that got me. No.
I mean, sometimes the worship word has like a capital W, and I, you know, I don't know how to interpret that. But I mean, certainly, yes, I've given them plenty of attention when given the chance.
I know Ms. Jane and I are of the small, perky, busted persuasion, but I do hear from women who are very well endowed that men can be extremely enamored of a breast, like to the point where they just talk to their breast and never to their face. And
yeah.
I think that those are the guys who are the most likely candidates to be ready for some breast worship.
Exactly. You know what? You did bring up a really interesting point, though. There is this line between, yay, I like breasts, which is very popular, and I have a fetish for them. Like, you know, you're just not going to come across somebody that says boobs are icky. You're just not. Right?
No, don't show me
those boobs. That would be terrible. But a breast fetishist is a completely different thing. It really is. And that's where a lot of that body worship comes from. Because it's just like saying, you know, you're a breast man, but really taking it to the extreme where all that erotic attention is focused on that. Nobody's ever talked to my boobs. They always seem to be able to look me in the eye. But I do have busty friends that say how annoying it is. And I'm just like, really? Do tell. Go on. Tell me. But no, there is that difference, you know, between I like them, they're great, and most of my fantasies revolve around them. You know,
I would say
solely.
That with masters and mistresses who have female submissives and slaves, that it's possible for even a dominant person to do breast worship. For instance, if they're really into doing clamps and weights and whips and things on breasts, I think that's another form of breast worship from a dominant aspect.
No, that is an excellent point. It is, because I have that issue. No, I'm very, I like to bite. I do.
So
I like
do
to
I.
Bite. I like
I'm
to
a biter.
Bite nipples. Yes, woo, we're both biters.
Yay.
I love
like to bite
nipples.
In general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I especially like to get the nips. Do you like to be bitten or do you like to bite?
Me or Ryan?
Ryan. Oh, sorry, Ryan.
I like both. I mean, you know, you don't. I mean, not to like leave. You know, sometimes, you know, a guy will, you know, kind of be all macho and like leaving marks and stuff. I mean, I not to leave marks, but you know, to, you know, add emphasis to a particular area, or, you know, kind of like the, you know, I love like, you know, the kind of the above the shoulder blade. You know, that's a great area.
Like putting the exclamation point on giving emphasis to an area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do that. Sure. Like a bite to a fleshy area. First, I like to run my hands over a nice firm ass cheek, and then I like to bite it.
Mm-hmm. Yummy. You know, I have some pretty firm ass cheeks, Ms. Violet.
If you were coming to Vegas next week, it could be done, but it's not going to happen.
I know. I'm very sad. All of the ladies, all of our mistress friends, for everybody listening, take an annual trip to Vegas, and sadly, I thought I was going this year, and I'm not, and I'm
so disappointed.
I am. We were going to tear that town up.
I'm going to tear it up, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's tearing
I want,
sure.
like, phone calls and texts, and I want to know all about it. That'll be a good show when you get back, too.
Yeah, because it's
it?
Like next week we'll do our show, and early, early in the wee hours that night I'm leaving.
Oh, wow. You're not missing next week. Our next week's topic is great.
Oh, no. I made a mistake this week, and I've been telling people it was slave training because I'm so excited I was skipping a week, and I had to come back. No, it's not. It's next week.
No, I did that too, though. I wonder why. Because I was all focused on the spanking.
Yes.
But the body worship is fantastic, too. It's like
it
its
is.
Sweet sister. It is.
Ryan.
But Ryan. Oh, go ahead, Ms.
I was
Violet.
Just going to say, I'm just so glad that you found us. And you called in tonight, and you have a lot of good things to say about body worship. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us on that topic? Your font of information.
No, I think that was the bold strokes. It was great to talk to you again, Ms. Violet. And, Ms. Jane, nice meeting you officially, you know, after a lot of laughs and chat.
Yes, we have. We have. Well, it was wonderful, Ryan. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, Brian. We love talking with you tonight.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, he's a doll.
He is. Isn't he nice?
He is.
Here is another one. Some of the lesser known ones. We have people who are really into hair. And I haven't done a whole lot of calls of that because, frankly, I'm not good with hair. That's why I have long, straight, one-length hair, because I'm not good with hair. But people will call me because of the length of my hair, because, you know, it's down to the top of my ass, and they're really into hair. And, you know, sometimes the hair fetish, which I think we have to address because it's obscure, but there's enough people into it that it's a whole different thing, like brushing it sometimes, but styling it. Some people are really into fantasizing, doing role plays about getting perms and all kinds of hair treatments, about barrettes and other little hair accessories to put in very long hair. Have you run into that at all, Ms. Jane?
Oh, yes, I have. I have, and I do not have a lot of experience with hair fetishes on my part. But as far as fetish fantasies about doing other people's hair, oh, yes. Fantastic. I had one slave come in for real-time sessions where what he wanted me to do was wash his hair incredibly aggressively for like an hour. It was awesome. Yeah, I mean, and it was hardcore. It was. I had another gentleman that would come see me, and I would strap him down to a chair, smoke cigars while doing this very evilly, and then completely shave his head. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
with this
interesting.
Wonderful. Yes, and it was with the electric shaver. So it would make this fan. Yes.
It
was
makes
so
that crackling noise when you turn it on.
Yes. It did. It was so great. So for some reason, people, I don't know, like word on the street spread about me or what, but I was getting quite a few people that wanted me to do things to their hair. Very much so. And the gentleman who wanted his hair really scrubbed told me that that was the most erotic feeling for him ever.
Did you have long fingernails, Ms. Jane?
Yes. Very.
See, don't you love that when you get your hair done and somebody washes your hair, if they have long fingernails, it feels good. I don't think I could take it for a long period of time. So more power to your client there. But for like 5-10 minutes, it feels very good. It's stimulating to the scalp, and I like it very much. So, yeah, I can see where that comes from.
But
sure.
What do people like to do
with
your
hair? They like me to sit at a vanity, and they will brush my hair. Sometimes they style it, and by God, somebody needs to. It's not me. When I'm rich and famous, I'm going to have my own hairstylist. Amongst my own
messes.
That's
right.
Sometimes they will put little bows in it, and they'll put it up in a ponytail, all these different little styles. But I also have a couple of clients who wear wigs that are longer than my hair, almost like Rapunzel locks. And they'll say, what do you want me to wear in my hair? And I'll say, you know what? I want you to wear every pink hair accessory you have. And one time I turned on the webcam, and the sweet, sissy caller I had with long blonde braids, and she had probably 80 pink hair accessories in those two braids. It was adorable, like little bows and little hearts, and it was so cute.
Oh, how cute is that?
And so she just showed them off to me and posed for me, and yeah, it was pretty cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then there's the people who like to have perms. I'm not good at that. I've never had a perm. So I don't really know enough. I don't feel like I know enough about it, but, you know, so I pass those on to people who have perm experience, You know how that works at our service. We don't try to do a call we don't have any experience in.
That's
and then
right.
there's things like hands. Have you had a hand fetish person?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It was wonderful, too. You know, it involved a lot of rings on my hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A lot
like
of rings
every
on my
finger?
Hand. Yes. And then the kissing of the rings and the kissing of my fingertips and the palm of my hand and just the feeling of it. And then I would run my fingers, like, over his face and over his lips. And it was so incredibly erotic. It was.
I had a caller recently who likes giantess calls, which, for those of you who don't know what that is, it means that usually that the man is very small. It could be 6 inches up to 2 feet, and the woman might be 8 feet tall. She might be 200 feet tall, but, you know, she's a giantess and he's little. And his thing was he wanted to slide rings onto each one of my fingers, and he wanted descriptions. So, you know, I pull out my jewelry box, and I have a lot of really nice sparkly rings and diamonds and things, and I just described each one in detail, and he took his tiny little hands and slid it on my giantess finger, and then later he took the rings off for me, and it was so much fun. And then there's people who are really into, you know, those fingerless, those little fingertip gloves, they're lace, and they go up to your wrist. And they, the
oh, I own those.
Fingers. Yeah, I do too.
No, I have them in black and I have them
I
in
love
white.
Those.
They're awesome.
Hand fetish people love those gloves. They love gloves in general. They love to watch a woman put them on and take them off, feel their hand in them, all those things. So, you know, when you think about body worship, I mean, it can go just about anything you can think of. I think I'm forgetting some things, like lips.
I have one.
Tell me.
I, in the summertime, become a very freckly woman. I
okay,
do.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Irish.
Light. Yes. And it gets us, doesn't it?
Ooh.
But the best thing is that I had a freckle fetishist.
Oh.
A form of body worship. Oh, it was awesome.
Did they connect the dots?
Yeah, well, not with their tongue. No. Actually, he counted all my freckles. How wonderful is that?
That's
he ran
like
his
counting
over
the stars in the sky, isn't it?
Actually, that's what he said. He was so cute. And he counted my freckles, and he kissed my freckles, and he licked my freckles.
Oh,
and
my.
And it was absolutely erotic. Oh, it was. It was great.
I have a caller. He's called onto our show before. You remember little Steven?
Yes, I
little
do.
Little Steven always calls me Freckles. When he calls, I pick up the phone, hello, Freckles. And it always makes me laugh. Nobody else calls me Freckles.
Oh, that's so
and
cute.
So, yeah, he's probably got a little bit of a thing for Freckles, too, now that you mention it. And lips, you know, I never really thought about it so much till. So many times, different callers would talk about how they really like the look of lips, and particularly shiny lips, full shiny lips. Art seems to be a real big attraction for some people.
Yes.
Now, my boyfriend was telling me earlier tonight that when he sees lips that have a ton of really thick, glossy lipstick, the last thing he wants to do is kiss them. That he's just like, ew, putting up the cross, stay away. I don't want that goo on me. So, you know, there's people who don't like it, and then there's certainly people who are absolutely attracted to that. Look at all the commercials on TV with the really super full, shiny red lips. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do.
All I see is
I like the really glossy look, though.
I like glossy, but I'm not a lipstick fan except for certain things. But I love tinted lip gloss, so I like really shiny. But I found out that some of the audios that I did when I was doing a lot of body worship audios, I did some for hands, I did feet, you name it, and I did some for lips, and those were really popular. It was interesting, you know, just talking about, like, pursing your lips and as you're putting your lipstick on and pressing your lips together and how it feels on your lips. And it was not a long audio, but I thought, you know, so many people keep mentioning it. What the heck? there's anything you can think of, and probably some we haven't mentioned. I'm sure there are.
I know another
fetish.
One.
What is it?
Armpit fetish.
Oh, my God,
oh,
yes.
Armpit, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you've come across, have you come across that?
I have, almost always in association with people who have a foot fetish.
Isn't, thank you, I thought that was just me.
The people who
no,
like to sniff
feet too.
And sniff stockings like to sniff armpits, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
maybe
you know,
what
I'm
they
into.
Really have is a body odor fetish, you know, a body,
well, no, I
natural
do think
body odor fetish.
Some, yeah, I do think there's some scent training that goes on with that. I really do. And the but how wonderful.
It's
I
not
love
just
that
you.
Like that.
I do too.
I
and
do,
that's another example of how one fetish just moves right into another. And that's also how, like what Ryan was saying earlier, like when he first started, it was kind of like in a vanilla situation with the body worship. But as he became more aware of other things and fetishes he was interested in, and now it's coming from much more of a femdom perspective. And that's how it happens, because they just naturally glide one to another.
Right.
Like figure skaters.
And they do. Beautiful. Back and forth. Back and forth. It does. But now, scent training is wonderful. And then, of course, we always have, I'm trying to think, there's just the hair, the armpits, the feet, the bottom, the legs, the breasts, of course. Mm-hmm.
Thighs. Oh, I have one who's really, I only have one person I've ever met who's really got a thigh fetish, and it's to be squeezed in the, well, two, I guess, squeezed in the inner thighs. Like have inner thighs put around their middle and squeezed or lifted off the ground in the thighs and squeezed.
Oh, like a wrestling hold?
Kind of, yeah.
Kinda.
But they also have a thing about long legs, so it's the leg fetish with the inner thigh squeezing as part of it. But that's like the core of their fetish, and it's really interesting. A couple people I've met like that.
Wonderful. You know, that's a great thing because it also goes right with smothering. As well.
Yes.
Which is another form with body worship. And smothering is where the body worship gets, well, a little bit aggressive, shall we say. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit forceful. And it's normally the ass. People get smothered with a beautiful ass. You have an ass made for smothering, Miss Violet. You really do. No, you do. But it is where people are pushed down sometimes. And then the ass is on the face with quite a bit of force, too, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. And that's maybe a topic for a future show is body worship 201. We had 101,
yes.
We'll do 201. Well, this has been a lot of fun tonight. Can you believe we've already used our time? Another show well done. This is Empress Violet, and you've been listening to The Voyeur Window. Tune in next Monday night when our topic will be slave trading.
Yes, it will, and thank you for joining us. We are going to see you next Monday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time when the window opens again. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I know you're watching.